Marsha, Marsha, Marsha!
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I always say if you don't feel like a pervert, you ought to act like one. Upload everything. I want to get it all on the internet tonight.
This is my boomstick! The 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. F marks top of the line. Find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Retails for about $109.95. Got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
We got one person online. The workload is enough for like 10 users. I think we got a hacker.
I want to get online. I need a computer.
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head. Implant, wet wire. I had to dump a chunk of long-term memory.
Did you bring me a monkey?
Leroy Jenkins!
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
It's
Spankwagon Radio.
Oh shit!
Coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, it's Friday night, you're all alone, and the pornos are stacked up in the corner. It is time for the greatest internet radio show ever!
Spankwagon Radio!
Yeah!
Yeah, yeah! Brother! Yeah!
Everybody's favorite bitch, Shitty Mitty! Mad Props! And of course, if they're dead, they're undead celebrities! Only tonight on
Spankwagon Radio!
This song is 8 minutes and we're gonna go horse before it's through!
Fuck that, dude.
I like the song, though.
That is the, yeah, dude. Like, I see myself in it right now.
I got the laser!
No, dude, it was all about the spread weapon.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it was all about the spread, man.
If anybody knows what we're talking about, kudos for you. You really need to get a life. Ladies and gentlemen, like I said a moment ago, it is the greatest internet radio show ever. It is now time for...
Spankwagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher. Do I sound okay? I'm sounding quiet in my
ears. Yeah, I know. I hear the same thing in my ears. I think we're both a little... I can't tell the...
I don't know. I'm not going to fuck with it.
Yep.
Every time I fuck with something, I break something.
The wife's hymen.
Alrighty. Ha. Yes.
I'm just still powering down my...
Okay. Wait. I got an idea. We're going to play a game. We're going to start the show off with a game.
Okay.
Okay?
Here's what we're going to do. Now, we'll get to everything. You are listening to Spankwagon, blah, 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 spankwagon.net. I think we got that figured out by now.
Spankwagon.net.
But what we're going to do, everybody in the chat room, what we're going to do is this. Now, I got to prep this a little. What I'm going to do, we're going to play a sound. This is one of those
hacky radio bits.
This is those crazy, zany radio bits.
Guess that sound.
What we're going to do is we're going to play a sound. Oh, yeah. By the way, Stitch FM says you're pegging.
We know. That was the point.
Damn.
Look at him. He thinks he's Mr. Highfalutin, Mr. Radio Boy.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Today on Quaalude Radio Network.
Dude, wait. You know what? I want the blue one. Fuck this.
I think someone's put their ass to your mic anyway. All right, so what we're going to do, one of those stupid little...
You mean other than me?
Other than you, yes. By the way, we're pegging.
I give a fuck.
Well, you know what? Ah! Okay, now we're pegging.
Now we're pegging.
Nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
The noise. Okay. Fox
guess that doing. Sound.
Yes. Guess the sound. Now, what... this is... Wow. Okay, here we go. Just, what is this? And it's not what you think.
Yeah, it's not.
Did a pizza table just break?
It might have. It's not a hockey puck.
This is not a hockey puck. So we'll count that out right now. I think I popped a little. Okay, one more try. Okay, that is a food item. Okay.
And it's not in any sort of container or box?
It is not in a container. It is in a slight containment unit called a plastic wrap.
Yeah, it's in a piece of plastic wrap. Here, let me...
That's against the hand.
You hear this?
No, it's not a pack of cigarettes.
It's
that's like some serious shit.
Fucking Christ.
Fucking bend. Okay.
Okay, at least it's got some... Okay, there, at least it's got, slightly
it has,
malleable.
It has a teeny...
So if anyone has a guess to what it is, why don't you go ahead and call on in?
Yeah, you can call on in, join the chat room. Let's actually cover all those important bases. First off, Spankwagon Radio. You can find us online. StitchSM says, a dildo? No, we're 100% man meat here. Thank you. If you want to go ahead and join us, go to spankwagon.net. There is a little link on the left-hand side that says Cam and Chat.
You can see our beautiful faces.
And you can even see us play with this mysterious food item wrapped in cellophane.
Wow. God damn.
You can't even bend that. So what you got to do, though, is you can go there. You can go to chat. If you're a little more computer savvy, you know, elite, go to irc.slashnet.org, /LVRocks. That's, of course, you know, if you want to do it the good old-fashioned
Stitch,
actual
no,
computer.
It is not tofu, by the way.
Tofu is soft. I like tofu. Tofu is one of those food items that you can mix
have
a
you
lot
had
of stuff.
Have you had Chief's tofu chili?
No, I've not had Chief's
he
tofu
He actually
chili.
Makes a pretty damn good tofu chili.
And, you know, I never thought I'd ever eat tofu. Ever. I moved out here for the Midwest. I mean, I'm from Iowa, dude. Where we're
yeah, but
like
you eat
steak.
Sushi, too.
I eat sushi now, too. Yeah, but I'm a steak and potatoes. Yeah. Out here?
Meat.
Meat. Out here? I'll eat sushi. Fucking good. I'll eat tofu. Hey, it tastes like nothing. It tastes like everything.
Exactly.
That's the best part. It's the best
filler.
It's
like filler. Chicken.
Well, if you mix it with chicken broth, yes. It's the best filler
food. Do you people
ever.
Hear this?
Yeah, that's
holy
insane.
Crap.
All right, so here's how it works out. You can also email us, spankwagonmail.
Here, I don't
want to
chuck this at you. I might give you a concussion.
Damn. Spankwagonmail@cox.net's our email. You hope he didn't pay for this food item.
No, actually, he gave it to me.
There was a reason.
Because he felt bad. I asked if they had any cookies. He said no, they had this.
They had this. And this is a good word for what this is. Yeah. This.
So anyway, you can call us 1-866-LV-ROCKS.
Yeah, 1-866. Actually, let's give the full numbers. 1-866-587-6257. That's our toll-free number here into the studio. Local Vegas can dial 383-8120. That's our local number here. So again, 1-866-587-6257. Or you can Skype us. We think we got the bugs worked out.
Hopefully.
If we don't, oh well. If we do, yahoo! You see, I said that Yahoo is very feminine. Yes.
No, it is not an apple.
That is definitely not an apple.
No, this in front of me is an apple. I'm typing
You're
on
an apple, yes.
Wacky radio
you know,
bits.
Actually, I think I might even turn on the cam today. So I got the cam going. So we got that going on.
And later on during the show, I'll turn on my iChat if anybody wants to see me play with my camera.
Yeah, you've got the...
I've got the new MacBook Pro, but can we talk about that later?
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
I want to get into my new MacBook Pro.
Let me put that in the itinerary.
Put that in the itinerary. We actually do have some sort of show prep here. Most of the time it's, you know,
me.
Us yap. Screw you, buddy. I yap. I bring shit. We talk about shit during the... Look, some of our best bits have been completely on the fly. Robo Dick Cheney.
Robo Dick Cheney's great. Robo Dick Cheney flopped. Robo Dick was a floppy dick.
No, Robo Dick was a hit.
Robo Dick was a, oh yeah.
Was a hit. Is it Fatback? No, it is not
Fatback.
It's kind of bacon. No, let's give a hint. It is a common item that you can purchase in all kinds of places.
Give me that remote right there behind your deal.
It's a common food item you can buy in many places. Some would call it a bakery item. It is one that
this is a no bake bakery item, isn't it?
I think you actually have to bake. I don't know. I haven't made one.
Well, let's tell people what's in it. I'm not going to say the first ingredient. Actually, yes, I will. I'll say the first ingredient without telling you what the first ingredient is. If you can figure
monosodium
this out.
Glutamate,
rice, sugar, salt, high fructose corn syrup, malt flavoring, niacinamide, reduced iron, riboflavin. Which is vitamin B2, folic acid. There's marshmallow cream, corn syrup, sugar, water, egg whites, artificial flavor, cream of tartar, xanthan gum, artificial color, blue 1.
Oh, by the way, trench.
Blue? Wow. Blue?
Trench.
Not blue. The fuck was that for?
Stitch agrees with me. He thinks Robo Dick was a hit.
Well, I'm glad.
And I did that so I didn't spit on you.
I appreciate that
very much.
Even more.
So anyway, guys, herpes. We have got a
soybean oil, water, salt, herpes, soy wheat, soy lectin,
herpes, and
mono,
soy wheat.
Dicinuglitis.
Can I have that herpes. Special herpes soy wheat, please?
Beta carotene herpes and vitamin A herpes.
Herpes, the gift that keeps on giving. I shouldn't joke about herpes.
Why? You got them?
Yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. You're fucking man whore.
Well, you know, it's I don't think of them as sores, moreover, speed bumps for loving.
Oozing. Oh, Stitch FM gets it. It's a Rice Krispie.
It is a Rice Krispie brick.
That's a Rice Krispie.
The guy, let me give my usual.
Fuck, you know what, Stitch? Go ahead, send your mailing address.
We'll mail it to you.
To spankwagonmail@cox.net. Spankwagonmailcox.net. Or just go on the fucking spankwagon.net website, click the contact us. It's pretty easy.
And we'll get it out to you eventually.
Murphy, you'll have to repackage it because I think we're wearing down some
okay.
of the cellular walls.
Then we won't. I'll make sure we wrap that. Yeah, let me give you guys a little hint there. My day. Holy crap. My day brings me.
I got food kaplang.
By this new little coffee shop, and I got to tell you guys, I am
okay.
a coffee.
That's not
theme.
A coffee shop. That's not a okay.
I'm sorry. It's not a coffee shop. It's
a
little
shop.
Coffee joint.
Okay.
Is the best way to really describe it.
Yeah, because I have my opinion as to what a coffee shop is.
Yeah, no. This is a little coffee joint. It's a little place called Java Detour. And I think I've talked about it before. I usually get something frozen and coffee like. I'm a coffee fiend. I mean, there's no other way to describe it.
No, there isn't.
I love coffee, and it makes me so sad that Big Chief has left his part-time home at Starbucks. That means no more free coffee for me.
That sucks.
He used to give us those big bags of free coffee all the time. Oh, nice.
Very nice.
But so today I stopped and I got a I don't know what this is, a caramel mocha frozen thing. I don't know. It's been a nice day, so I didn't want to get anything hot.
But does stuff like that really count as coffee when it's a frozen?
Oh, hell yeah, because the last one I had was a frozen espresso.
Okay.
But I asked the guy if they had any cookies left, and he said, "No, all we've got is this." And he had this, handed me this, and I'm like, "Oh, okay." And it's a crispy rice square, and it's actually baked here in Las Vegas. And well, I didn't see that before. There's a phone number we should call him. Why is this thing like a brick? But and he's like, "Here, it's on me. I don't know how long it's been here." So I brought it with me to the studio, and we wanted to try it out. So, yeah, that's Stitch. You're the proud owner of a Rice Krispie brick. And Trench is now going to call up these guys, this Baked in the Sun company, and let's find out when they last delivered Rice Krispie squares to the folks at Java Detour. Here, I'll do the yapping.
Okay.
I can ask him about the blue, too.
Thank you for calling Baked in the Sun. Please leave your order after the beep. Remember that our order cutoff time is at 1 p.m. daily, and our office is closed on Saturdays. Any orders left after 1 p.m. on Friday will be processed for Monday delivery. Also, when you leave your order, please be sure to tell us your customer code or the name of your company. If this is an after-hours emergency, you can reach us at 702-287-7984.
Someone else say that number.
For emergencies only. Thanks for calling.
Hi, my name's Chris. I'm a concerned customer, actually. I purchased a crispy rice square from a location here in town. And
tell them the location!
Yeah, well, I'm sorry I picked it up from the Java Detour on Charleston, and I was just wondering when the last time... Yeah, no kidding. This thing's a Rice Krispie brick, and I'm just wondering when the last time you guys made a delivery out there, if this thing was any harder, I'd use it to build a house. I got a guy here. He's actually chipped a molar on this. If you'd like to give us a call, you can please call us next Friday. Unfortunately, we're only in the office here on Fridays. You can call us next Friday at 7 p.m. The number is 383-8120. If you could give us a call back, you can ask for me. My name's Chris, and I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you very much. It's a brick. All right. So there we go.
All right.
We'll see. Hey, did you copy down that emergency number?
Yeah, I would love to. Fuck anybody wants to call back. Here's the 1-800. 1-866-302-6374. Have fun.
So if someone would like to give them a call and give us the emergency number, I would love to call them and report a broken molar.
Why would someone have an emergency number that's a bakery? I don't think there's such a thing as a fucking bakery emergency. You know, I mean, I can understand a doctor's office, a dentist's office, even a bank in some respects.
I don't know, man.
But a bakery? Oh, my God, my souffles are all deflated.
You know who generally has bakery emergencies?
Who has bakery emergencies?
Yep.
You know, and who doesn't bake things too long in the sun? And he also enjoys Robodick, he is. All right. So.
Do you know what his favorite dish is?
What?
Meat-fired chicken.
Oh, jeez. I should have saw that one. Go ahead.
Leroy does love his chicken.
All right. Hey, we want more people to join up into the chat room. We're noticing the listener count's a little low. Come on, you assholes. We'd love to see everybody in the chat room joining us for Spank Wagon Radio. Don't forget that our number is 1-866-587-6257.
Also, sorry. Go ahead.
Go for it. No.
I would just like to, hopefully, some of them are listening out there. Hopefully. The numbers say they're probably not, but if any of my any of the guys here, I go showing my nerdness. If any of the guys from my WoW guild, Ultimate Ascension,
Ultimate Ascension, it's when your casket gets pulled up because they realize they put you in the wrong hole.
These guys are actually pretty cool guys. We had a really interesting conversation today about me pooping.
Oh yeah, they're great as long as they're talking about you and your scatological fun.
No, it's like, hey guys, guess what I'm doing? Oh, you're playing WoW. Yeah, guess what else I'm doing? What, pooping? Why are you pooping? Because I have a laptop.
Why are you pooping? Everybody poops. There's like a child's book exactly. That's called Everybody Poops.
Exactly.
I think we've got a Skype. No, that's not. Which phone is it? I didn't bring any of my cells. Who's?
It's me. And it's Ken. Hey. Here, let's hold on a sec, buddy. Hey, what's up, dude? What's up, man?
Oh, hey, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, my connection just went to shit. Let me call you right back.
Hey, I'll call you back, okay? All
right,
bye. Oh, we're going to have fun with this one.
All right, I'm going to... Let's bring that back up.
Bring that back up. I'm sorry, guys. I forgot to put my phone on mute there.
All right. Keep talking.
So, yeah, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, so these guys in my WoW guild, they're actually pretty cool. I think you got that wrong. Excuse me. Yeah, they're pretty cool guys. We were talking about me pooping and playing WoW at the same time. And they're neat guys, though. There's a guy in there, Jackmo, and he actually has been in radio for quite some time. And let's see if Ken answers his phone here. Let's see if I can convince him to say something embarrassing on the air.
Don't push it.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, dude?
What number is this?
This is the studio. In fact, you're live on the air. What's up, man?
Oh, okay. I just wanted to see how the game went. Why am I live on the air, by the way?
Because I'm doing the show, and whenever anyone calls me for my...
It's 7 o'clock. It's always 7 o'clock Vegas time, and when we start the show, and we do it until 9.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, we were actually, go on the air. And anytime anyone calls me on my phone on the air, we like to put them on the air so they can, have fun with us. The game actually went pretty well. Dodgers wound up winning, thank God.
That is a good thing.
That is a very good thing.
Even though, like, 95% of the team is nursing injuries.
Now, we did see today that, and we're getting into the sports a little early, guys, but we did see today a report that just got released. Gagne could be back as early as 8 weeks.
Yay!
Hey, that's good news.
Apparently, the nerve is just under the skin and should be fairly easy to repair. So I'm very happy about that.
My thing is how the fuck, what happens when you remove a nerve? You're taking out a goddamn nerve. Is there one, there has to be a point where that nerve connects to more nerves.
Yeah, what they do is they have to take it off right at that tree branch, basically. And the nerve, basically, they had to move already once. It's in the elbow, in his pitching elbow. And it's
Where'd they move it to?
Well, they moved it just, I guess, a little bit away from the joint.
Okay.
Up towards the muscle in the forearm.
Makes
there.
Sense. Okay.
So how you going? How you doing, bud?
Good.
For everyone who doesn't know, this is Ken. He's one of our friends. He's a good guy. Say something to the world, Ken.
Chris is a slot muffin.
Thank you.
Say something less obvious.
So Ken here, you know something I did want to talk about tonight too. Ken is in a golf league.
A golf league?
He's in a golf league.
Is that like Little League?
Ken, why don't you tell everyone about your golf league?
I don't know, but like, I'm sure little 8-year-olds could golf better than we all can, so.
Yeah, no shit. Ken actually lost a shitload of weight last year?
Last year.
I thought you were going to say he lost a shitload of money to kids who could golf better than him.
No, he lost a shitload of weight. For those of you that are looking to lose some weight, Ken found the ultimate way to do it. You eat right and you golf. What were you golfing, like 3 times a week?
Yeah, it was probably every day.
Every day. And he walked the course all either 9 or 18 holes and carried his bag with him the entire time.
Damn, there goes my whole anorexia to thinness plan.
Yeah. How much weight did you wind up losing there, bud?
50 pounds in 4 months.
How much?
50 pounds in 4 months.
50 pounds. That, wow.
Yep. He was getting kind of thin there, and then, you know, it got cold, and he couldn't go out and golf and put a lot of it back on, but we love him.
I love it. I got fat again.
Yay, fat people. I'm one of those.
Yay.
Yay.
I'm
but
getting
now
there.
I'm golfing again.
Boo. So
I'll just yo-yo 50 pounds every year. That'll put me in the grave real quick.
We'll call it your off-season
heart,
weight.
Your heart would really like that. It's like all of a sudden, that's up, it's off, it's on, it's off.
Yeah. I don't know. I think my heart's going to get out here in a couple weeks anyway, so.
Oh, okay. What, cool. Batteries ready to go?
Just good old Southern boy.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah, he is a good old Southern boy. He does like to eat.
I understand
that. He does like to eat. All right, man. Well, hey, we're going to let you go. I'll talk to you tomorrow, right, buddy?
Okay.
Later, man.
Bye.
You know what we should try? You want to see if he's around?
Who?
You want to see if Chef Hank's available?
Let's see if we can do Chef Hank. We'll make it kind of a telephone trifecta, and then we'll, looks like we're ready to move on to our first break.
Yeah.
So while you're doing that, you can dial it up. And what I'm going to do is we're going to dial Chef Hank and find out what's a-cookin' with Chef Hank. See if he has anything good on the menu. Chef Hank has a long phone number. Chef Hank isn't anywhere near here, is he?
No, Chef Hank lives in Seattle.
Oh.
Oh. Now my stomach's getting all sour. Chef Hank, what's cooking?
What's happening, Chris?
How you doing, buddy?
Good, man.
We're just
Hey, I got a phone call from the old courtesy call from Visa. That was awesome. It's nice to know they're looking out for me.
Yeah, Henry and I used to roommate together, and not too long ago, they called my house looking for him. And Henry, you've been out of Vegas for what, 2 years now?
Yeah, at least a year and a half, 2 years now. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we got a call looking for him, so that was kind of, he doesn't live here anymore. But, oh, yeah, the best thing was the apartment complex didn't take our phone number off of the registry. Some drunk bitch called us about 3 weeks ago trying to get us to let her in the gate when we live, you know, across town now.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So, Chef Hank, what's cooking, buddy?
Oh, dude, I had some ravioli from Trader Joe's this evening.
Yeah,
with some good sauce loving and
what kind of sauce?
It might have been from Costco. Shit. And
wait, you call it good and it's from Wholesome?
For my prostate, dude.
So it looks like it was a cleansing meal.
Yeah,
it was a cleansing meal. See, Murphy has to be cleansed right now. He just ran to the can. If I could get the cam on there, you know, the webcam, everybody could watch him poo, which I'm sure he would be all thrilled to have.
Oh yeah, no.
So we got to ask one. So how was the Visa call?
Oh, it was great. In fact, I returned the call as soon as I got back from work, and whoever was manning the phones there at Visa had no idea who the hell I was, and they were like, "Are you looking for Chris?" and I felt bad for calling. It was like 10:30 at night. Some guy's house. You know, he's got the kids there.
Nice.
Yeah, so I apologize for that.
That's okay. All right. Well, thanks for telling us what's cooking, Chef Hank.
Wait, what was that?
Thanks for telling us what was cooking.
Yeah, you are very welcome. Are we live again?
Yes, we're still live now.
Oh shit! Do I have anything? Anything?
We have.
We never
go unlive on this show. We don't do pre-recorded bits. It's not in our budget.
It's off the hip.
Yeah, it's not in our budget either. We don't have the money. We can't afford cassette tapes.
Oh, hey, I do have one thing of minor importance.
Well, yes.
is that the World of Warcraft server has been down for like 48 hours now, and I don't know what to do with my life.
Oh. So you're not talking to someone who's sympathetic. You're talking to someone who actually gets outside and actually sees and feels sunshine.
We don't have that up here. See,
that's right. Seattle. That's right. How many days now straight rain?
I had 2 days of unrain yesterday, and then, I don't know, it was like 35.
What's unrain?
it's called sunspots.
Oh.
You don't have sunny days. They call them sunspots here where, there's actually, a ceiling that breaks up, and you can see the actual,
You know it exists. You're happy it exists, and then it just goes right away again.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Exactly. So I'm looking for some time to come back down to Vegas to actually see the sun,
melt.
In good quantity.
And melt.
Right.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you for letting us know what's cooking tonight.
Thanks, guys. Be safe.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.
So there you go. There's What's Cooking with Chef Hank. All right. And everybody who's tuned in last week's podcast would know that we called his phone, left a voicemail telling him about his credit card woes. So what we're going to do right now, actually, we're going to cut to some tunage. Yes, I said tunage yet again. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. And we'll be back.
Oh, you're going to take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're going to let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
Hey! I was just a skinny lad. Never knew no good from bad. But I knew life before. I've been singing with my band, cross the water, cross the land. I've seen every blue-eyed floozy on the way. Hey. But their beauty and their style were kind of smooth after a while. Take me to their dirty ladies every time. Come on.
Oh, won't you take me home tonight?
Little mama, show me how you move it.
Go ahead, put your back into it. Do your thing like it ain't nothing to it. Shake, shake that ass, girl.
You can have my love, take my body. You can have anything you want if you shake that ass for me.
Shake that ass, girl.
You can have my love, take my body. You can have anything you want if you shake that ass for me.
Shake that ass, girl. Go, go, 50 in the house, bounce. Y'all already know what I'm about. The flow sounds sick over three drops. Nigga, I ain't stupid, I see that. Then my dope come quicker, whoa. Shorty hips is hypnotic, she moves so erotic. But watch, I'm the bounce that ass girl. I get it crump in here, I make it jump in here. Front in here, we'll thump in here. Oh, I'm so good, I'm so ghetto, so hard. So gully, so grimy, what's good? Outside the Benz on dubs, I'm in the club snug. I'm star diving, it won't get us hard.
You can have my love, take my body. You can have anything you want if you shake that ass for me.
Shake that ass, girl.
You can have my love, shake my body. You can have anything you want if you shake that ass for me.
Shake that ass, girl. Let's party, everybody stand up. Everybody put your hands up. Let's party, everybody bounce with me. Some champagne and burn a little greenery. It's hot. Disco Inferno, let's go. You're now rockin' with a pro. I get dough to flip dough to get more for show. Get my drink on, then get on the dance floor. Look on me, I don't dance, all I do is this. The same two-step with a little twist. Listen, Peppin', I ain't new to this, I'm true to this. Pay attention, boy, I teach you how to do this shit. We mix a little Chris with a little Dom Perignon and a little Hennessy, you know we finna carry on. Hollin' at the shorties in the club, tryna get right. We gon' be up in this bitch, tryna break that right.
You can have my love, take my body. You can have anything you want if you shake that ass for me.
Shake that ass, girl.
You can have my love, take my body. You can have anything you want if you shake that ass for me.
Shake that ass, girl. See me rolling, you know why I'm holding. I'm out my paper, yeah. Nigga, I'm serious, I ain't playing. I'm better than your brain, I'm off the chain. G-Unit, next level now, turn it up a notch. Him and Dre sent me to jail spot. Front on me, oh no, you know I'm loco. Hands up on the dance floor, okay, let's go, let's go.
You can have my love, take my body. You can have anything you want if you shake that ass for me.
Shake that ass, girl.
You can have my love, take my body. Can have anything you want if you shake that ass for me.
Shake that ass, girl. Shake that ass, girl.
makes less dangerous. Here we are now, entertain us. I feel stupid and contagious. Here we are now, entertain us. A mulatto, an albino, a mosquito, a libido.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to
Spangwagon Radio.
I'm Tarantula.
And I'm the all pooped out Murphy.
did you, because you ran, man. You were
dude,
like,
ah,
let's
happened.
Do this Chef Hank bit. And all of a sudden you're like, I got to poop.
I got to poop, man.
I got to poop, man.
Don't be shocked if I have to run off again, I'm telling you.
Well, we won't be shocked. I know that feeling. Don't ask me how
I
know that
nearly
feeling.
Shat myself.
Oh, that's the worst. Like, I wear a belt, man, and there's nothing worse than you really got to poop.
Oh, yeah.
You
got to
get the fucking belt off, and you got this fucking nervous thing going on.
You can't get
that goddamn belt off. Save your fucking life.
It's the same when you really need to beat a child. You can't get the belt off fast enough.
Just save his life. Well, maybe that does save his life. All right, hey, we're coming into the second portion of Spankwagon
Radio.
Second
segment, if you will.
Don't forget that if you want to join us, there's several ways to
communicate
with
us
during the show. You can call us 1-866-587-6257. Locals here in Vegas can dial 383-8120. You can Skype us by punching in Spankwagon, all one word, or go to spankwagon.net, click on the little linky poo.
Oh, and look who's online.
Oh. Go on the little linky poo, click on that Spankwagon Skype link. Linky poo. All right. Click on that and you can do it. Or just go to the Cam and Chat link and you can join us. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, fine.
Are you sweating?
My eyes.
My
burn.
Glasses, because the way my glasses sit, the headphones don't really make it feel good.
Oh, God. B&M just did the oh, schnapp. I am so tired of those Volkswagen commercials.
Oh, schnapp.
Oh, schnapp. It's time to unpimp
we'll
your ride.
Unpimp
auto.
Your ride.
Oh, Jesus. The guy played Satan really kick-ass. The only good actor in Constantine. The only good actor. Those commercials drive me up the fucking wall. All right, so hey, you wanted to talk about your new toy.
Yeah, hang on a second. I got to blow my nose.
Oh, my God. If it's not one medical emergency. You know, speaking of medical emergencies, let's talk about your booking strategy and medical emergencies.
Oh, my God. Everyone I seem to try and book on the show.
Everyone is either dead, dying, or has an infection of some
nature. Has infection of
nature.
Some sort. Yeah. You know what, though? For those of you that don't remember Mistress Jessica, we've been trying to get her back
on
the show.
Our supposed self-proclaimed sex expert, which...
Look, if we can get in here and get her top off, I don't want to hear another fucking word about it.
you know, I don't. She might have a boob infection and she can't take her top off.
Well, anyway, we've been trying to get her back on the show here for the last little bit, and she went out of town for a while, and then she got really sick, and now she's got some sort of infection of some sort.
Okay,
I don't really know.
She has literally been every week you've contacted her. Hey, you want to be on the show? Hey, you want to be on the show?
Look, I will show you. Look. Look, motherfucker, I'll show you not making this shit up.
I'm not, I believe, I know you're not making it up. How do we know she's not making it up?
Yeah, I know.
You know, there's the I'm washing my hair syndrome, you know?
I don't think it's, I really don't think that's it, though. It's.
I mean, yeah, who, you know, would you rather be on Spankwagon Radio or suffer a serious bodily infection? Oh, I believe
yeah,
you. I'm
go.
Not arguing.
You know,
with
I just I'm trying desperately to get some guests on, and I'm just having not a whole lot of luck with booking.
I'm afraid maybe that's why our listener count's down. Now, I will be honest. You know, Spankwagon Radio has been going on over 5 years now. You know, we've been doing show after show, week after week, with exceptions, of course. We take time off. We're not going to kill ourselves if we don't have to. The thing is, like, we're some of the lowest listener counts because I think all our people have fucking infections. Even Stitch FM is saying, where's everybody in the chat room? Everybody has a fucking finger infection. They can't join the chat room. That's what's going on.
I'm going to take the glasses off. They're just killing me right now. I don't know what it is.
You know, so we want you guys out there. Get your fucking asses back into listening to The Wagon live.
And get your friends involved.
Get your friends involved, man. I mean, the more the merrier, man. Because, if I say man
look,
one more
it's
time,
real simple, okay? Spank Wagon, it's herpes. Give it to your friends if you really like them.
This is coming from an expert. He doesn't pee, he oozes.
Yeah, no shit. My dick looks like a cheese pizza with everything on it. So anyway, yeah, I wanted to talk about my...
I finally woke up toe. I got a few more people.
Nice. So yeah, I wanted to talk about my new toy now that I've had it for a week or so.
Yeah, you got a new Apple.
Oh, I got a PowerBook. Or excuse me, a MacBook Pro.
You know what? Gayest name ever.
Bah.
PowerBook is a killer name for a laptop. PowerBook.
Well, this is a new...
It's fucking manly.
Look, it's evolution. Shut up.
No. Naming is not evolution.
Design
and form factor?
Oh.
That's evolution.
Yeah, yeah.
I won't argue that.
It is a really nice machine, though. The one thing that's pissing me off, and it seems to be the problem that everybody's having with the MacBook Pro, is there's a whine that comes from the left side, which apparently is where...
And coincidentally enough, it sounds like the users.
it's coming from generally where the processors are. Now, the really weird thing about this whine is you can turn it off by either A, using the scroll pad, which those of you that aren't familiar with the scroll pad, on the touchpad on these guys, if you put two fingers on it and go up and down, it'll actually scroll up and down, which is a really neat feature. But if you scroll up and down, the whine stops. Or if I turn on an application that uses the built-in camera, the whine stops. So the current
we have to get something more with the Mac faithful.
Thank you. The current thought is it's possibly something to do with processor idle times. Yes. So for those of you that are in the chat room right now, I'm going to post my iChat name, which is actually an AIM name. And there we go. And if anybody would like to turn it on,
Now, is this whine... Okay, now this whine, how loud is it?
It's not really that noticeable unless you're in a quiet room. And in a quiet room, you actually can notice it.
See, my thing is, whenever I'm on the computer, I either have music going in the background or I have my headphones on doing editing and music stuff. So I find it very odd. I mean, that a whine is that significant. I mean, I guess if you had like a five people all with the same laptop and it's whining, that's something.
Yeah, it's...
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm just... I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around it because it used to be when the one series of G4s went out with the dual processor, you know, they had fan noise and everybody bitched and moaned. I mean, I understand Apple is a hardware company first and foremost, I think. Their money is made on hardware, so they can't screw it up. But Mac users, myself included, man, lighten the fuck up.
Well, this isn't... I mean, it's not a huge deal. It's... I mean, it's... The other problem that people are having, and this is an actual problem, is the first couple of versions, the A through C versions of this that came out, the weeks 1 through 11 ships, had a real problem with heat. A real problem with heat.
Okay, all PowerBooks from Tie Books all the way up are hot.
Dude, you couldn't put your fingers on the bottom of it for more than a few seconds. There are people that... I've seen the pictures that their legs were scorched from this thing, especially when it's plugged into the power supply. This is an 85-watt power supply, so it is...
Right, it's
kicking
out a little more heat.
It puts out a little more heat.
That's definitely
a little
more heat. The one previous was a 65-watt.
Yeah.
So tell me some stats on this box.
Well, this guy is the dual 1.8. I've got the 250, or excuse me, the 512 megs of RAM, but I'm going to be upgrading probably to 2 gigs tomorrow. I've got the 80 gig hard drive and the 8-speed.
Now, these DDR memory?
Yes.
So you have to buy two?
No, you can buy single chips for these guys.
Single chip, but double
side. Yeah, because, yeah. And this guy has the 667, so it's the 5400 memory.
Okay.
Or 5300, excuse me. And it is a nice machine. I've only got the 128 meg video card. I don't have the 256, but I can run World of Warcraft.
And it looked like it was running fairly seamless.
It runs really well. Very well. My only big complaint is that it's World of Warcraft really is a two-button mouse game. So all I have to do is hook up the... I have a mouse for it.
See, I got a Microsoft mouse that has the like the 5-button. There's two on the sides, two trigger fingers, and then the scroll wheel. But the scroll wheel's funky because it doesn't click.
Yeah, I think I have the same one.
It's like, it's like, and you scroll.
Now, I did get a chance to play with, I don't know for those of you that saw it, about Boot Camp. When these Intel systems first came out, there was a big contest to see who could get Windows XP to boot on it first.
Right.
And they actually put up, I think it was 12,000 euro, comes out to about 10 grand, to the first person who can do it. And a lot of people tried, and there were a lot of fakes, and someone actually got it. And it was really interesting. The problem is Windows XP requires a BIOS. Apple machines don't have one.
Nope.
So someone gets it, they get
so
it
now,
up and running.
Apple machines even run the Intel chip, don't need a BIOS, do they?
No, they do not need a BIOS. It's kind of an optional thing. Well, about I'd say 3, maybe 4 weeks after they got that to work, after someone showed a video and the guy won basically 10 grand for it,
wow.
Apple puts out a nifty little piece of software called Boot Camp and a BIOS update. A firmware update that basically gives your machine an artificial BIOS.
Okay. So basically we're talking actually not artificial BIOS, we're talking emulation.
An emulated BIOS, okay. Yeah. And they put out the software you need to actually dual boot this thing. And I started to load Windows on it yesterday, had a problem because I had a USB mouse plugged in. Apparently the Apple PCI USB drivers have a problem with a USB mouse being plugged in during the installation of it. So I'm going to go home tonight and I'm going to do it again. I'm going to put another 10 gigs. It'll do partitioning on the fly, which is really nice. I can partition out 10 gigs.
One thing I will say nice about the... Mac OS X, when it launched, one thing that it did that people knew about, but it was pleasantly surprised, that you don't get a fragged hard drive on a Mac.
No.
It actually does not allow that to happen. So that's one nice thing about being able to partition on the fly.
Yeah, and also another thing about the Macs is there are scripts that run daily, weekly, and monthly.
Cron jobs.
Yes, that you can actually run whenever you want with a nifty little application called Cocktail.
Or just get off your ass, type, go into the terminal, Cron.
Yeah. I love this thing. It is awesome. I got it specifically for video editing. Those of you that don't know, I have a side job apart from my tech job. I do porn editing. So it's actually really fun, and the people I work with, they're a blast.
Well, as a matter of fact, one of the people were here.
Yep. So. Yep, we had one of the people here. We have a lot of fun, and I'm also the big IT nerd for them as well.
Oh, there you go.
So we get to play with all the fun equipment.
That's cool. That's very, very cool.
So yeah, the new MacBook Pro. If you are considering an Apple, and you don't want to dive headfirst into a portable like this, get a Mac Mini.
Get a Mini.
Spend $500. Get a Mini. You'll love it. Absolutely love it. Oh, and this guy does have front row as well. You can see I've got the
right up front here is the little,
little IR terminal. Mm-hmm. So I had a lot of fun playing with that.
Cool. Very cool.
So yeah, that's my big toy for right now.
Hey, something actually to kind of link into that, segue, if you will. Vending machines now are being dispatched out throughout the United States, airports, grocery stores, and hotels. These vending machines are going to start selling iPods from a vending machine.
That is really cool.
It's very Chinese, very Japanese, if you will.
Yeah, exactly. Even European, where you can buy one-time use cell phones in.
Yeah. Actually, we have someone maybe able to kind of talk on that. We have in the chat room right now, BNM, who's from, and I forgot where he was from, and I feel like such an asshole because I try to remember all this stuff. But BNM, is from Europe. He's actually from, I think he called it Denmarkistan or something like that. I don't remember being a smart ass, but he may be able to tell us. What kind of things can you buy in a vending machine that are non-conventional?
Hash.
Vending machines that sell iPod music, digital music players, are headed to public places in the United States, including airports, grocery stores, and even hotels. The large Zoom Systems vending machines will allow people who want one of Apple Computer's iPods to swipe a credit card. Yeah, because I'd love to see the bill reader for that.
Yeah,
thing.
No shit.
Please insert 499. Feeding 498. Ones. 497. Swipe a credit card and then choose the device. The iPod is then delivered like a can of soda or a bag of chips. It drops? Oh, I hope it doesn't
they
drop.
They probably have a... I've seen a couple of...
Well, they got Coke machines. That it'll raise a platform with a
spits
conveyor.
Spits it out and then brings
and then
it all the way down.
And then it plops it and then slides it and then brings it to the actual opening.
It's so probably something really close to that.
You spent $500 on an iPod and it falls out like the goddamn breakfast brick we have over there. Just saying.
That'd be great.
The items in the vending machine range from $20 to $300. The report said Zoom Systems can monitor the sales from the machines online.
Ladies and gentlemen, find that IP address and fucking have fun.
It reminds me back a long time ago when the web was first starting to kind of...
Back in day.
Oh, shut up.
Wildcat BBS.
Hey, dude, I'd still. Let me just... I'll explain why in a minute. The old days, there was this group in MIT, I want to say. It's an MIT-like thing, I guess. They actually had two things hooked up to servers that actually showed you their status. They had washing machines that were hooked up, so that way you could tell if it was washing or not. That way you knew when to take your laundry down. But they also had Pepsi machines hooked up to it, to the network, so that way you can finger the machine and find out what kind of sodas are still left in the machine.
Very cool.
So that way, if you had to go down seven flights of dorm to the vending machine, you knew what you were getting first. The Zoom system was founded in Australia in 1997, and the company migrated its headquarters and operations to San Francisco in 2000, according to the company's website. So Zoom systems, they're going to have these iPod vending machines that are networked. I don't think I need to say anything more to that. So... And BNF says, unconventional. I'm afraid Denmark is an exotic place like that. So, who knows? That's BNF in the chat room. Actually, wow. Something else I wanted to point out. You know, you're talking about Wildcat BBS. Have you heard about the net neutrality bill?
I have not.
Okay. Let's kill this. The net neutrality bill basically was a bill put through Congress that was supposed to... Well, here's what companies want to do. Major backbone providers, who also are ISP providers... want to be able to either increase the speed of service or throttle it back depending on how you're connecting to them. For example, let's just give this out as just an example. Let's say you're on Bell Atlantic. You're on Bell Atlantic DSO. The website that you're getting to is also on a Bell Atlantic hosted IP or domain or whatever. Bell Atlantic would allow that to go through at full speed. Let's say you're coming off of Verizon. No, I'm sorry, Verizon and Bell Atlantic. Let's say you're coming off of Charter Cable. You want to go ahead and you want to go to the site that's hosted on the Bell Atlantic. They recognize it's a Charter Cable IP address. They want to throttle it back.
That's
so you don't get as much speed. You actually are being punished for not being their customer. Well, here's what happened in our wonderful, wonderful progressive government today. Our wonderful government. They took out the verbiage that actually limits the ISPs or the broadband providers, the bigger end broadband providers, from doing just that. They specifically left it out, left it nice, vague, and ambiguous. So that way, what we're going to start seeing here in the near future, and yes, I'm sounding a little doomsday, but what we may start seeing here...
Tinfoil hat alert.
Thank you. You may actually start seeing where you can't surf. You know, yeah, you're getting great speeds from your ISP. The minute you go out to someone that's else outside that network, they're gonna slow it down. Personally, I think that's bullshit. I think that's crap.
That is crap. And guys, wow.
So again, for those of you here in the States, I'm gonna urge everyone email or even more or better
call. You can email all you want,
right?
But the calls are what matter.
Calls and even more letters, physical letters. You know, I know it's spending 39 goddamn cents for a
fax
stamp.
Fax the shit out of them.
Exactly. Contact your legislature. Let them know that the net neutrality is pretty much, it needs to go. You know, it's going to set us back, and I will be completely honest, this will set us back to 1994. Because if you think about it, 1994, you logged on to AOL. You didn't log on to the internet. You logged on to CompuServe. You did not log on to the internet. You logged on to Prodigy. You get my point here. You did not log
on
to the
Prodigy.
Internet.
That was creepy.
Hey, I used to work for Prodigy back then. Yeah, you want to talk about creepy, man. I don't know. It's going to bring it back to those days. Are you okay? You're like picking scabs.
Yeah, no.
You were talking about
up.
You
I'm
having herpes, and
shut
now you're
up.
Picking scabs. So
I don't have herpes, and I'm not picking scabs. I got an ingrown hair on my forearm.
Scab picker. All right, so here's what you got to do. Go to CNET or news.com. Net neutrality fans lose on Capitol Hill. So make sure you check that out.
And we'll post the link.
EFF.org is another one. Yep. Check them out. Get your information from there. So that's something to watch out for. By the way, Bell Atlantic equals Verizon now. Thank you, Stitch. Bell South is separate from everyone, but not for long. Actually, Bell South and SBC are talking about merging, which makes it another huge monster merger. Oh, excuse me. I called them SBC. AT&T.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe it makes sense. They want to throttle limit bandwidth unless you're on their own proprietary networks.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? I mean, it's like we're going back to 1984 and 1994 all at the same time. I mean, this is wonderful. This is absolutely wonderful. Next thing you know, I'm going to run Spankwagon off of a BBS.
Nice.
And you'll hear us in MIDI.
Hey, speaking of MIDI.
Hey, speaking of didn't have it loaded.
Sorry. He wasn't quite ready for it.
I segued my own self.
Stall. So, I gave out my information for iChat. And
do you even have it on?
Yeah, I've got it on. I've got it on right here. I want to play with my camera.
Well, we've got the main webcam here. We'll just turn on the main webcam, and that'll have to subside for now. You handle it?
Okay. You know what I will do? There's another little thing that this machine's got. It's got a little camera on it, and there's an application called Photo Booth that has some really fun little...
You make these look like a fucking circus clown mirror faces. And...
Well, you saw the picture we call Mongo Smash, didn't you?
No, I did not see Mongo Smash.
Here, let me post that. Let me put it up here real quick.
All right, well, anyhow, what we're going to do, we have Shitty Mitty. For those of you who are here in... Oh, yeah, I've seen that. I'm sorry. I didn't
Mongo
know.
Mongo Smash.
For those of you here in the States and can dial us, it's 1-866-587-6257.
Could you kick Stitch from the chat room, please?
Why?
Stitch Fox FM doesn't have iChat because Apple sucks. Can you kick him, please?
I can't. I'm sorry. I don't really feel like it. Don't kick him. All right. So, hey, basically, give us a call, 1-866-587-6257 if you want to play. What we're going to do is start playing Thine Shitty Mitty, everybody.
Here we go.
And I hit pause.
Nice.
Mom not hearing anything. Oh, that's why. Pretty simple. This is really simple. 1-866-587-6257. Pretty good one.
You know, I saw these guys for free once.
State Fair?
Yep. No, State Line, actually. Was me, Ken, and Chief.
All right, this week's Shitty Mitty. This week's Shitty Mitty. Go ahead and give us a call, 1-866-587-6257. We really don't have much for Jack Shit Prize, so it's just answering it.
I might shit on the mic.
No. And Stitch FM in the chat room gets it. Stitch FM in the chat room says, don't fear the Reaper.
I think it's going to need a little more cowbell.
Really? Let's see what I can do about that.
Skipping around there, isn't it?
Actually, I had the MIDI going in the background. Oh. And I tried timing it down.
I really do like this song.
It's a good song. This and Godzilla, I think it's the only two hits they've ever had, though.
Well, REO Speedwagon's had some good stuff on it. We're not actually going to play the entire song. It's like 8 minutes long, isn't it?
Oh, I thought you had to go poop again.
No, I'm fine.
Sorry. All right, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
And we're still continuing on until 9 p.m. Las Vegas time.
Are we really?
Of course. We do every week. We're 7 to 9.
Holy shit, dude. I'm sitting here looking at this one. Your goddamn space-age clock over there didn't update.
No, this fucking atomic clock I bought, I'm like, oh, cool, an atomic clock. You never have to update it.
Yeah, except it doesn't take into account
except
daylight savings.
Doesn't?
Time.
No, it does. There's a switch on the back, and I even made sure of it.
Yeah, it's fucked.
It's fucked. It is the worst atomic clock ever.
I'm sitting here looking at the thing going, play until 9. It's only 7 o'clock. We got to do this for
you
two
know,
more
you
hours.
You know what?
Fucking rock on. Where'd we get the extra hour from?
Huh. You know, that is a shitty atomic clock.
Isn't it, though?
And that's a brick.
You want me to do it? You want me to do it?
Think you can hit it from here without
I
hitting
can
me?
Fucking hit
you think
it
you can
here?
Hit it from without
I
hitting
can
me?
I can shut up.
Oh, he hit
the look at that. I broke
clock
the clock.
With a brick.
Nice.
Shitty atomic clock. It's broke too.
I did. I just broke the plastic glass on it, and you know what? Let's then stitch the broken glass.
Oh yeah,
the,
oh yeah. That's what we need. He's opening it up. All of a sudden, he's like ripping into it, and he all of a sudden slices his fingers off. I don't
serve
want,
him fucking right.
I don't want for the Apple comment. I don't want that. That was a good shot, though.
Wasn't it? I just barely tagged that bottom right corner. I hit the outside corner of the plate for a nice slider, and boom, look at that.
Shitty atomic clock.
Isn't it?
We'll stick with the good old faithful.
Digital.
We
still think digital watches are
like
a pretty
that.
Neat idea.
I bought that clock. I'm like, that's a great idea. I'll buy another one for the studio because we need a heads-up clock.
It's a shitty clock.
But we don't need a shitty atomic clock.
Yep. I wish I had another one of those goddamn Rice Krispie bricks. I'd chuck it at it again.
You would. Here.
I would. You going to get it? Oh, he's going to go get it so I can hit it for round two. Yeah, you know, that's something we haven't done enough of lately. Break shit. Now, make sure there's no pieces of glass sticking in the thing. I'll take another shot at it. Yeah, we always have a mess to clean up in here. If it's not vomit, it's broken glass. You going to take it off? Is that glass or is it plastic? Oh, it's glass. Wow, I really did break glass. Nice. All right, well, then I won't chuck anything at it again. He's going to put it in the garbage. So you can't send broke glass. Yes, we can, motherfucker. All right. So anyway, so Spankwagon, what is the time? It's 8 o'clock now. Hey, we're coming up on another music break. Can I play something? Come on, please. Please. What number are you over there? Here, I'll just...
Should be on one of these.
There we go. Okay. I got you right. Hey, look at that. First try.
Yeah, well, you hit all the buttons.
No, I didn't. I just hit the first one. Fuck off.
It's every try. Yeah, there's glass. Did you just kill me?
No, I just shut off this one.
Oh,
so
yeah, there's glass all over back
nice.
Here. So we'll definitely have to clean
that
up.
We'll clean
during
that up.
Break.
Well, we're going to need a nice long break then. Hey, all right. Why don't I play something cool then?
All right, why don't you load up the playlist and play something cool?
Okay.
Everybody, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be back in a moment. Sliders, good, show. Good.
And I make jokes about cops because they're an easy target for a joke, but I had to do a benefit show for fallen families of fallen police officers. And I mean, it's something that makes you think, because you do fuck with them, but it makes you realize they do risk their lives every day and get shit on all around. If you're a cop and you're sitting in here, I'll buy you next drink, seriously. Are you a cop? You're in training? This is sweet. Because I'm lying. No, I'm making all this shit up. This is a sting operation. Here's your training right here. You know how the cops do you when you get a warrant, you forget to pay a traffic ticket, so they send you a thing. Hey, you won a free TV. And you go, woohoo, I'm a winner. And you run down there with your thumb in your ass. Hey, I'm a winner. And then they arrest you and make fun of you on the news. This is a reverse sting. I just want to see where you egomaniacs are sitting in case I want to score drugs after the show. I know who you avoid. Did a benefit for fallen police officers. Yeah, it was called the Pigs in Blankets Foundation. I masturbated through the whole event with a pinwheel hat on right in the front row. They don't risk their lives for you. He's gonna risk his life, but since when did risking your life becomes something that people see as out of the ordinary. Everyone, people risk their lives all the time, every day, and they do it for fun. They drink and drive, and they bungee jump, and they do crazy shit all the time. It's not because of you. They fuck last call whores without a condom. Woo, that ain't risking their life for the whore. Right? People risk, they don't risk their lives for you. They risk their lives for the low level of celebrity involved in being a cop. You risk it, it's all about the ego. People wrestle alligators too, but never once has someone done it without an audience, all right? You see what I'm saying?
What's my name?
Sorry, bro.
What the hell? Did you grab my cord?
My foot hooked the...
I'm like coming back in an intro and I just get my earphones.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I accidentally hooked his... I hooked his headphones there.
Very nice. Very nice. Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
That'd be Spankwagon Radio.
You're also listening to the... We were cleaning up the clock.
Cleaning up glass and...
And then we realized this is fucking glass because we were looking at... This is plastic, isn't it? No, it's glass.
I snapped a picture of it. We'll try and get that up tonight.
That's nice. Yeah, so we destroyed the clock that I bought for the studio, shattered it, millions of pieces.
Kind of nice way to do things. Speaking of pictures, I'm about to post one in the chat room for those of you who can see it. That was the picture I was talking about earlier, the Mongo Smash picture. Go ahead and check that out. That's
enjoy.
Taken with the MacBook Pro camera here. As I tell you, when we were taking pictures of that in the car, my wife was driving, of course, and I'm sitting here in the passenger seat. She almost laughed so hard she went off the road, and I was messing around with it.
Nice. Just so, because you fucking around with a goddamn camera.
Yep.
So, all right, let's see. It's just, what, 15, 17 after the 17. Hour here. We got a lot of stuff to cover still. We got mad props, at least. We covered Shitty Media already. Yep. Good job,
oh, that was too. Also in the break there. You guys heard some Doug Stanhope.
Yeah, Doug Stanhope.
Most despicable human being on the planet.
Chris Murphy here was saying that he fucked a midget just to say he could.
He fucked a midget just to say he could do it.
Or has done it, I guess. Hey, we've got
what's up, buddy?
Engineer here. Hello. Staring at us here.
Don't mind the broken glass.
Hey, yeah, hand me the real one. Come on now.
Oh, come on, man. Why do I have to use the bitch clicker?
Do I really need to explain this?
Yes, motherfucker, because it's not your show. It's our show.
Okay. Just, you know.
And the studio troll's out there and looking like she just went 8 rounds with a large black gentleman. And I don't mean... Well, maybe she did take it on the face.
I don't know why. She looks like she went through a Krispy Kreme drive-thru head first.
Exactly. No, she's looking a little beat up out there. Like she just got it good. Hey, baby.
She's not saying a word to you.
Oh, okay. She was partying with a bunch of 16-year-olds.
Hey, everybody's got to have standards.
Nice.
I'm just going to say that, you know. All right.
What's
so.
Up? Wait. No tits? What's up, baby? Should love.
Yeah, listen to you.
What is that? Oh, that's still...
Man, well,
okay, then
like
you gotta then you gotta lift up the shirt and do some jumping jacks.
I got a pocket knife.
Fuck that, I'll chew the goddamn thing off.
You would. Alright, so anyhow, Spankwagon Radio, only at Spankwagon.
As I completely derail everything.
Totally derail everything, week after week. We want to point out, you can still join us, we still got plenty of show left. You can give us a call, 1-866-587-6257, local, 383-8120. Skype us, Spank Wagon. Give that a try. Maybe we'll get it working this week.
Yup, something like that.
Hopefully. Don't forget, we have the chat room for those of you who are out there listening in. Go
we know
to
you're out there. We
the,
can see you.
Yep, we can see you. Go to the cam and chat link there on spankwagon.net or irc.slashnet.org. Pound LV Rocks. So that's how you can get a hold of us, and that's a good thing. Now, I'm sitting here, and you were talking about, you know, you were just talking about, we were getting the clickers and the bitch clickers and stuff like that. And
yeah, man, that's not right.
Talking about mad props. Well, I think this mad props tonight is going to make you feel a little bit better, because this is what I'm doing for mad props.
I'm in with the out crowd.
I know you hate the song. I love the song.
Hate the song.
Ladies and gentlemen, now it is time for Mad Props. However, this week, we're going to give self-inflicted Mad Props. Here's how it works out. We're here every week. Every fucking week. We want more listeners. We need you to recruit more listeners. Until we know you recruited listeners, your Mad Props are going to slightly suck. So this week, we're going to show our gratitude by patting ourselves on the back.
I think I could go with that.
So let me give mad props to Treacher!
Mad props!
Let me give mad props to Murphy!
Mad props!
And finally, let me give mad props to Wagon!
Mad props!
So, motherfuckers, get your asses in the chat room next week.
It's the duty of all of you to bring people here. I tried to recruit my entire WoW guild, for Christ's sakes.
You know, everybody I meet, I mention internet radio, Spank Wagon, check it out. We know it obviously doesn't work, but God damn it, we need help. We want more listeners.
We want the show to continue, guys. Yeah. Let's have a frank discussion about this. Go to shut the music off. If we can't find a reason...
Wait. You're not going to... Okay, wait. I am going to stop you because I know where you're going with this. I want to point out one simple thing. Whether you show up or not, it's all about me showing up or
yeah,
not.
Yeah. Here's the deal, guys.
Just gotta say that.
Let me throw this out there. When Claude first talked about leaving... The discussion and
click
this
us is available. For some reason, someone decides they can't click on someone who's away. I don't know. People bitch about this.
Where's it at?
I have no clue.
God damn it! What the?
Fuck them. All right, so keep going.
Oh, we have a missed call from Vert. That's what it is.
Oh.
When Claude first decided he was going to leave, and before you know, Mr. Trench and I had any kind of discussion, Trench's plan was to go back to the original format of Spankwagon.
The absolute beginning, five and a half years ago, original plan for Spankwagon, which was going to be very much more music and a little bit different type of format for any sort of talk.
A little, yeah, just very bare minimum. And then, you know, we spoke about it. And
well, hell, you came to me.
Yeah, actually.
And you says, hey, I got time to do the show. And I'm like thinking in my head, ka-ching, because you didn't know that Claude was actually honest to goodness leaving this time.
Yep.
As opposed to the one time a few, what, in 2002? A
couple of years ago where you guys Shrek'd me.
Yeah, 2002 where we were playing a joke on every one of our listeners, making them think that we were quitting. Yeah.
But look, guys, we love doing this show. We love doing this show for you guys, and it's gone from the show coming to a huge audience to a smaller audience, and but a more intense audience.
We like our audience.
We love you guys.
Everybody who does tune in and everybody who does chat with us, we do appreciate you guys. We're not trying to alienate you.
Not at all.
At all.
What we want to do is we want Spankwagon to become hugely successful.
Massive. What do you guys, what keeps, and this is a question maybe we should have asked a while ago. What keeps you guys tuning in? Matter of fact, tell us, 1-866-587-6257.
Tell us why you like the Wagon.
We know that Studio Troll and the Studio Engineer have to listen to us because their shows follow ours. You know, so this is more of a punishment for them.
Yeah.
Except for the boobies. That's a hurrah for us.
Woohoo!
But the whole thing is, and I'm talking about hers, not his. I know you get off on the dude's boobs.
Dude,
but
look. Hesh has got a nice rack, man. What am I going
to
say?
You know, hey, all those years of Cheeto and Dorito eating and, you know, smoking it up, that'll do it to you.
Hesh, you want to give us a boob shot?
Hesh has, like, cholesterol problems, I'm sure of it. But the point is, you know, you guys are listening week in and week out, and we absolutely love you guys for doing that. We know that sometimes it's not easy remembering we exist. We try helping out any way we can for that, and we'll keep trying helping out. But we want more. You know, because that's what it's all about. It's about more, more, more. We want more feedback, more people joining in, more people participating on any level. So all I got to say is, you know, keep tuning in. You know, those guys who are, and everybody else, kind of share.
Yeah,
share.
Let people know. Help us make this show what you want it to be. Because honestly, we're not going to be on the air if you guys aren't here to listen. So this is as much, and I've said it before, this is as much you guys' show as it is our show.
You know,
we're just facilitators for you sick and twisted psychopaths.
And not even the sick and twisted. If you guys have like anything you want to discuss, anything you guys want to bring up, anything that you want to contribute to the show, to the website, anything, you know, it's open. As a matter of fact, I remember several years ago what I used to do is open it up, and if you had a bit you wanted me to play, I would play it. I'll even do that still. I think out of that, we had the Reverend Hammer doing his bit, and then which also spawned off to his own internet radio show for a while, which was JSTFU. You know, so the abilities are out there.
You know, where's Rev been?
I don't know where Rev's been.
Little monkey bass. No, look, guys, seriously, we love you guys, and we love this show, and we love doing this show. Nothing's going to stop us from doing it. We're not saying, hey, if you don't get more listeners in here, we're quitting. That's not what we're saying. No, what we're saying is...
No, we're not, I'm not giving up this shit.
We need you guys to help us make this popular, because we can do as much pimping as we want. It's word of mouth that gets shit out there. It's the original guerrilla marketing tactic.
And if there's something that, you know, sucks, you know, if there's something that we're not doing right or something we're not doing that's entertaining... And let me rephrase this. You know, if there's something else you want to hear, one thing I've always prided myself on is Spankwagon is very, very, very open-ended. We don't.
Oh yeah.
We have a format, but as you guys could tell, anybody long listeners, Toe, Vocurus, Virtual One, you know, Murphy, you yourself included as a listener, you guys know that we will tweak anything.
The show has
just
mutated
to try it.
With the
just to try it.
The show has mutated with the customer's tastes. It really has. Nice.
Thank you.
You know what I missed, and we did it once or twice, and we did it last week. I missed the little freaking karaoke bits we used to do. That was always hilarious.
Oh yeah, the karaoke bits. But there's you know, there's things that, you know, we need to know, and we need you guys. And
look,
I guess we're begging for listeners at this point, which is really depressing.
You know,
I mean,
we're begging for listeners. We're asking our listeners to tell us what you like and what you don't. If there's something you think fucking blows, if it's me, fucking say it, man. I don't give a fuck. Oh, is that a call?
It should be ringing. Yes, it is. It is. It is.
No, it says we have a missed call.
Oh, okay. Ignore it. Click on the main screen, the Spankwagon screen. Yeah, and then what'll happen is something pops up.
There we go. Okay. You know, if there's something that you like, tell us. If there's something you don't like,
tell us.
You know, this, like I said, this is as much you guys' show as it is ours. We're just facilitators for your perversions, whether it be, you know, fucking porn, or whether it be boobies, or whether it be geek talk, or whether it be fucking wow chat, or fucking weird off-the-wall music that Trench seems to find everywhere.
I love my weird off-the-wall music.
Okay, here we go, here we go. B&M's got this. I like the news items you cover. I wish you could cover more of them, though. Maybe not as much in depth, or maybe just being faster about it. Listening to Spankwagon start out as a kind of a voyeuristic experience for me, listening to some of those Americans I chat with from time to time. I liked your bit on the weird food. Oh, Vert's calling us. Go ahead and bring him up there. I liked your bit on the weird food. I also like technology glossary sketch. It's not incredibly, I'm not incredibly fond of Mac and Car Talk, but it's just a personal preference.
Okay, fair
enough. Thanks, B&M. Thank you for
Thank you. That's what we've been looking for. Go ahead, Vert.
Skype cannot hear you talking. You may need help with your microphone or headset.
You know, I don't understand this because Skype works for everyone else. I have no fucking clue why it's not working for us.
Let me, hey, Vert, I know you can hear us out there. I'm going to try calling you on this thing. We'll see if that works.
See if that works.
Okay, it says it's ringing. We'll see if this works. Call in progress, call duration. Vert, you there, buddy?
I'm fucking taking the link down.
Okay.
Technology's great. I guess I can get it to work on a Mac, but that's about it.
Nice.
Well, that's all I'm going to say about that.
Maybe I'll hook it up on the old laptop there. Vert, I apologize, my buddy. But guys, seriously, we love the show. We love you guys. Tell us what you want more of in the show. You know, let's put a poll up on the website. Take the binary one down. And
hey, I love the binary, but that's part of it. What we're looking for, everybody, is we're looking for you listeners, you guys, to be part of the show. You know, we're always experimenting. We're always trying something different. We want you to be part of the show.
This show is for the spank, by the spank, about the spank.
Corny?
Yes. It's not what you can do for your spank wagon, but what your spank wagon can do for you. That's about as much corny patriotic stuff as I've got memorized right now. I'm a Democrat. I kick all that shit out of my head. No, Spankwagon is about the listeners. And you know, we love you guys. Tell us what you want. If you want more tits, tell us you want more tits. If you want more geek chat, tell us you want more geek chat. Whatever it is that you want, you let us know. And we'll accommodate.
And be thankful we don't ask for money.
Yeah, no shit. We'll never ask you guys for money. We'll never ask you guys for any kind of subscription fees or donations to run the server, anything like that. We may ask you for cab fare, but that's about it. Look at that. Stitch says, be unique, be universal. Damn it, just fucking let it ride. I want to see what some of you assholes look like. I want to see what some of you morons sitting at home with your cameras sitting there with your Doritos. And I talk badly about you, but you know I love each and every one of you fucking psychopaths. You know, if any of you have any sort of cam program, whether it be fucking
Fuck
Yahoo.
It, don't even go into details. Just send fucking pictures.
Send pictures, but seriously, if you have a live webcam on some sort of messenger service, let us know and I'll bring it up every once in a while. Stitch wants a longer show instead of 2 hours. He wants us to make it three.
Yeah, that
we've talked about that.
We talked about that. It's just, I don't know about that.
We'd have to push Hesh back another hour.
I don't think he'd like that.
No, dude, because that cuts into the bong time.
Yeah, really.
And I know they run a long fucking show too.
Yep. So anyhow, what we're gonna just conclude with? We're gonna take a nice little breather.
You run this one.
Recompose ourselves. Here's what it is, folks. Just get involved.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
That was beautiful, man.
Thank you. I did that all myself.
That was beautiful.
I did that on I did that with a cassette tape recorder, a record player, and a can of cream soda.
By the way, B&M, that is officially the coolest picture I've ever seen anyone post of themselves.
A Dutch child?
Yeah,
a Dutch child. You think Dutch children are cool? You want to touch Dutch children? Do you want to put your finger in their dykes?
Put it up to the knuckle.
Where'd his wrist go? I don't know, but follow that elbow.
A shocking drop in knock.
Time to unpin your son.
You know, I love Vert. Vert's telling us the things he likes. He likes uncool things, and he really hates Leroy Jenkins. A lot of people have a problem with Leroy, and I don't understand what that problem could possibly be. I mean, he is a really cool guy.
Leroy Jenkins!
He's the glue that holds us all together.
Leroy Jenkins!
He mops up the floors.
Leroy Jenkins!
He sucks Murphy off.
Oh my god.
Leroy Jenkins!
You know what the best part about Leroy is?
What?
At least I have chicken.
There you go.
He's a racial stereotype on himself.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
All right, but yeah, we have B&M here, and it looks like a kid's holiday party.
Now, and by the way, he's Danish, motherfuckers. Yeah, he's not Dutch.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Danish, sorry. See, this, anyhow.
You say Danish, I think cheese.
Great, now we're talking elbows and pus and herpes and cheese. Danish cheese. All right.
I was thinking Danish with cheese, maybe a little.
I know someone said they don't like the car stuff, but you know, fuck you.
Car stuff can be interesting. I am not a car guy. Okay,
I am a car guy,
and I need you to find out why my car is making that noise. By the way,
it's a Chevy. Speaking of Chevrolet,
not even really a Chevy.
Speaking of Chevrolet, GM is set to open up the Las Vegas Autotainment Park. For those of you guys who remember, a few months ago, Claude and myself went to the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So we spent an entire day out there test driving all kinds of different GM vehicles. We didn't go on any high-end courses, though. We just kind of did some turns and loops and really not that much. I think that the most high-end that there was a 4x4 track where we took an H2 over the 4x4 track. And I have to say,
that's cool.
H2, it is a total soccer mom vehicle, but soccer moms are fucking retarded because that thing hauls ass.
Well, now, wait a minute. We talked about the H2 when it first came out. And I think that was one of the rare times that I was on randomly. The problem with the H2 is it's not able to go up, higher than a 35 or 45 degree angle because that big plate that protects the underside is
Could have fooled me.
This was something we're talking about when it first came up.
Maybe then, but now, I mean, when we did this, it was impressive, and it actually surpassed my expectations because, you know, to me, a 4x4 isn't a 4x4 unless it's called a Jeep, pure and simple.
Yeah.
When I was on that H2, though, I was fairly impressed. Didn't touch the H3s. Those are just Suburbans.
Yeah.
You know, another year down the road, I'll change my opinion on that. But here's what's going on in Las Vegas, here in my hometown. The GM's Outdoor Autotainment Driving Experience is set to open up here at the Sahara Hotel and Casino April 10th. GM wants you to start planning on it next time you come to Vegas. The drive includes two separate driving courses on the 11-acre site, a high-performance loop, and an off-road adventure, according to Steve Tifani, GM's Director of Marketing and Entertainment Alliances. The drive represents a significant marketing opportunity for General Motors, allowing us to showcase our products in a unique fashion that will provide a fun-filled time for the millions of people who come and visit Las Vegas. $10 a ticket gets you to ride either a choice of Chevy Corvette Coupe or convertible, Pontiac GTO, which is canceled anyway, and they'll be getting rid of it soon, Cadillac CTS-V, Pontiac Solstice, Cadillac STS, blah, 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 a few other vehicles. They also are planning in a 4x4 track. So for those of you who want to test drive a GM and not have to push, pay $10 and you get to kind of have a little fun. Take your vehicle out. That vehicle out.
Hey, Chucklehead.
Yes.
Guess what you missed?
What'd I miss?
You forgot to hook up the doll.
Oh, my God. You're kidding.
The reason Skype hasn't been working is because our fearless leader, Mr. Trencher, who hooked up the Skype, didn't uncheck the mic mute.
Could you check the mic mute? And let's just open up Skype. This is ridiculous.
You forgot to hook up the doll.
Well, you know.
All right, Vert. Oh, hey, Vert's invited me to a video chat real quick here. Let's accept
this. Oh, yeah, that's because he's an iChat, but you can't get audio out of there.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, we can.
Yeah, you can.
We just turn it up here.
This is going to be confusing
for
him.
Hey, holy shit.
It just turned off iTunes.
That's, hey, what's up, buddy?
I wasn't expecting that.
Well, yeah, iTunes gets shut off whenever you turn on iChat.
For some reason, it didn't occur to me that you were on the air.
Oh, yeah, we're on the air.
Yeah.
How's it going, bud?
Right over my head. It was like,
I can't get audio.
Yeah, that's going to be all right. Wait a minute.
Do you have the audio up?
I got the audio up as high as it can go.
Isn't that?
Yeah. That's actually working very well. You've got a good signal. I just thought I'd pipe in and let you know you were polling for what things that we liked and what things we didn't like.
Yes.
I thought I'd throw in my two cents.
Please do.
Probably the most striking thing about your show is that you talk about interesting things. You pick fun topics, things that are not just basic or boring or whatever. You go after entertaining things. Who's
that's a studio
the
troll.
Gal over to your shoulder.
Hello.
You got studio
Hello.
Trolls.
That's
right
a studio troll.
Anyhow,
her, Milwaukee's
Vert,
best with her.
You were saying. Vert was saying.
Right. You were saying, Vert, what is it that you like and you don't like?
I also like the fact that you two can have a discussion and you don't agree with each other all the time. In fact, you don't agree with each other most of the time.
You should have heard us
that,
before
that
the show.
Makes for good discussions, because if you get two people, just sitting there saying, hey, this is great, you're thinking, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know. You kind of get both sides of the story in most cases anyway. How often do you guys really agree with each other?
Not
all very
that
often.
Often.
As a matter of fact, there's been several occurrences where we will argue nonstop.
Oh yeah,
about
we go on and on, and that was one of the fun things when I first started. Was my wife said to me, "You're just not going to sit there and suck Mark's dick the entire time, are you?" I said,
"Wow,
no, I'm not going to suck his cock.
Wow,
I might give him a reach around, but I'm not going to give him a cock sucking.
Yeah, I get a reach around.
No, it's the fact we don't agree is probably one of the funnier things about the show.
Well, you should. And the funny thing is not only do we not agree, but if it's something that when I know I'm right, I'm going to make sure
or
you know that I'm right.
Or when he thinks he's right.
I know when I'm right.
Yeah, whatever.
Vert, what are you doing? Because I can hear just nothing but clanking. See, okay, here's how the connection's going for Vert. The connection right now, Vert isn't calling in on Skype. No, that's too low tech for him. Vert isn't calling in on telephones. No, that's 200 years old for him.
Plus he has a busted 6.
Yeah, plus his 6 on his phone is busted.
I have fixed that.
Aw, you took a bit away. So here's the thing. He is calling on the iMac. Let me just rephrase this. Murphy's Macintosh, his Mac Gay Pro, has a little built-in eyesight camera, so that way, you can inadvertently have people watch you whack off. And what's going to happen here, what is happening is through IM, through AIM, Virtual One is doing a video and audio chat with us through that. But he's not getting he's not getting us through this. He's getting us through the chat. It's so confusing.
I think he can hear. He can hear most of what I'm saying. What you're saying, I'm sure, is probably a little off.
No, you know what? The mic gain on those laptops are very impressive. As a matter of fact, the episode that Claude did with over Skype, he didn't have a real microphone. He used the built-in laptop microphone.
Really?
And it came out darn near good enough.
Yeah, I can hear Murphy just fine. Murphy's clear as a bell. Trencher, he sounds like he's in a large room some distance away from the microphone, but I can still hear you very clearly.
He's
in a large room, but he's maybe 5 feet from me.
Maybe.
Just to my left here. Let's rotate the camera here.
Yeah, it sounds like he's about, you don't sound like you're that close. You sound like you're at the other end of the room at least.
Well, you're still ugly.
When this guy popped up on the screen, I'm like, holy shit, Beethoven's on iChat!
Well, All right. So, thanks for the feedback,
Thank
there,
you
Vert.
Very much, Vert. I'm going to go ahead and shut this down. The Skype should be working if you want to test it out a little bit later.
Yeah, maybe we
can
test the Skype out again. I don't know.
Bye! All right.
Let's close that channel down. So, anyhow, we really appreciate it. I'm sorry we had to do this. Sorry we had to fucking beg for feedback.
You know, I don't think we're begging for feedback. I think we're just helping the show evolve.
Well, you never hear, and I hate saying it like this, but you never hear real radio people. Like, I don't think King Hesh would ever do this on his show, or anybody from Universe Syndicates would ever do this, but God damn it, we've always have tried to put the listener forefront. We've always tried to put the listener in somewhat of a control. There's a reason Robo Dick Cheney isn't in the room right now.
He scares the living piss out of me.
He scares the piss out of you, but just the simple fact that, you know, at the same time, we weren't getting fucking responses.
Well, because no one would call in and talk. I think he scared the piss out of everyone, quite frankly.
He may have.
But thank you, Mr. Vert. Thank you very much for videoing it in with us. I know Trent is sick and tired of me hearing me talk about it, but I'm a big fan of Opie and Anthony. One of the big things those guys have is they have a Pal Talk room. And unfortunately, Pal Talk is Windows only, but it's a really neat system that allows...
Okay, anything that's I understand the system, but anything that's fucking, you must use this, you must use that, nah.
It's just lazy programmers is really what it comes down to. But Pal Talk's really interesting. And if enough people have cameras, that could be something we could open up to, because then you have everybody in the room and you can see everybody's cameras, and maybe we can get chicks flashing tits, which would be great.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
But
so I guess what we're doing right now is basically, you know, most radio shows or a lot of like independent radio shows have a membership drive. This is a listener drive. We want to be able to spend more money. So look at it that way.
There you go.
So anyhow, I think we got some news topics. We got a few minutes left in the show, and I do want to cover some wonderful news. This one's nice, using a little bit of technology. Night vision cameras aim to stop graffiti. Graffiti taggers. I love how taggers has become the word now. I mean, it's been the word, but now the media is using it. Graffiti taggers who plastered their destructive artwork. Did they just call it artwork?
I think they did.
I think artwork's a legitimate term. I think now we need to get them like a grant for the National Endowment of Arts. Seriously, you make mistakes like this in the media and you legitimize it.
Now,
that's,
you know what's funny?
What it is.
I think they actually did get some of that for some of the freeway graffiti in L.A. That really does look awesome.
Actually, you know, the funny thing here, let me read the article. The destructive artwork on public and private property 125,000 times a year may soon find themselves on candid camera thanks to a new high-tech surveillance system capable of zooming in on faces and license plate numbers in the dark. The Department of Sanitation, Department of Streets and Sanitation... purchased the $40,000 system from Telecom General Contractors to combat two vexing problems that can create what City Hall calls an atmosphere of despair. This is in Chicago, by the way. Graffiti and fly dumping. We've had cameras before, but this is three cameras in one, and it's cutting edge as you can get. It'll give us as much as a month's worth of video images. It has superior day-night technology, pan, tilt, zoom quality, and blah, blah, blah. Now, something I want to point out about taggers. If taggers don't want to be seen, they're not going to be seen. Case in point, here in Las Vegas, they just put up this huge freeway art thing. It's
otherwise known as the complete waste of time and money.
The complete waste of time and money, which was four giant tortoises, concrete. Pillars were painted with Hopi Indian art. Mind you, we don't have Hopi Indians around here. We have...
not Navajo.
No. Where do we get the fireworks from?
Oh, the Paiute.
Paiute.
Yeah.
Cheap
cigarettes and fireworks. Yeah. Woo!
So, you know, and it's really odd. Plus, there's a couple sound barrier walls with some artwork on there. Well, a couple weeks after this happened, and I know we talked about it on the show.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Taggers came up and tagged all over. I mean, they pshht everywhere, all over the walls. Okay? They did this, and the freeway is visible 100% everywhere they tagged was 100% visible, and our freeways are never empty. Never, ever empty. I've never been on the freeway where I'm the only car for a mile. It does not happen. So these motherfuckers were able to do it in broad daylight and still not be seen, hence not
well, no,
be
but
caught.
The kid who did it did get caught.
Okay, did over
and the,
time.
And the mayor said he wanted to cut his thumbs off.
Now, did they actually catch the kid, or did they have an idea? Because
no,
I heard that they had an idea, and the mayor's thumb-cutting comment was made in general to all taggers.
I think I heard that they caught him.
Because I remember the comment was, you know, anybody who does graffiti should have their thumbs cut off. At that point, down here in downtown in the arts district, a lot of artists who are graffiti artists who use that as a medium got an all in an uproar. You know, because, you know, here you go, he's slandering art. Form of art.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, from one topic to another, chainsaw fury over magazine browser. Staff at a Japanese convenience 7-Eleven store got a shock when they asked an elderly gentleman to stop reading magazines without buying them, and he whipped out a chainsaw. Yeah, the man said.
Wow.
Yeah, the 70-year-old man left the 7-Eleven store.
70-year-old man.
Yeah. Is in a town northeast of Tokyo and returned with a chainsaw. After threatening to cut the staff to pieces, he left the chainsaw outside the shop and carried on reading. He was still reading when I called the police, the manager said. Staff were fed up with the man who said they said arrived at the store every day to read magazines for hours. The manager lost patience after a 3-hour stint on Wednesday and asked him to leave. The police said the man returned waving a chainsaw, shouting, "I'll cut you to pieces." This is what happens when you limit a country's ability to have guns. Instead, they just start wielding chainsaws.
No. Here's the thing. If he had a gun, the gun could have gone off, right?
Yeah.
Okay, have you ever... Okay, let's think about this. Let's go back to Doom. You're chasing around zombies. Let's say you're chasing around zombie 7-Eleven clerks with a chainsaw. You have to sit with them and hit them for a couple before they're dead, right?
Yeah.
But you could do sniper shots and kill the zombie 7-Eleven clerks dead one shot.
But he is a 7-year-old gentleman. I don't think he's going to be able to get a sniper shot.
And you know what? To be honest, though,
He's going to fire six times and hit the porno rack behind the guy.
No, I honestly think he'll have a better chance of shooting someone than chainsawing someone. The chainsaw and the torque and everything like that will make it slightly unwieldy, especially for a 70-year-old man.
Look,
have you ever used a chainsaw?
I've used a chainsaw, and I don't care if
we're talking something other than
gun.
Electric or Fisher Price.
Yeah,
okay. Because I'm getting the bird. Because when you use a chainsaw, if you're not careful, you got torque. You know, it's going to throw you around a little bit. I'm just saying, 70 years old, you're going to get thrown around a little bit. Hey, speaking of throwing shit around, in Washington, D.C., with a federal grand jury investigation and a little support from House colleagues, Representative Cynthia McKinney. Reversed
otherwise
course.
Known as Crazy Hair Bitch.
Crazy Hair Bitch, also known as Hand Says What?
Slap.
reversed course and apologized after an altercation. She was entering the Capitol building unrecognized, didn't show her badge, and refused to stop when police officers asked her to show ID. She then ended up hauling off and hitting the officer.
Now, here's the part I don't understand. I've seen several reports, everything from she punched him, she slapped him, to she pushed him away when he grabbed her.
Why don't we do this? Well, he has every right to grab.
Yeah, he does.
He has every right to grab.
Oh, yeah.
Hitting and punching, you know, and I hate saying it because it is such a fucking police state statement, but he has every right to grab. She did not have the right to hit back. He was doing in the interest of security legitimately.
Now, again, he was coming from behind her. She had no idea who was grabbing her from behind.
And that
is true. She is a 6-year veteran of Congress. So,
yes.
I mean, she's not used to anyone stopping her. And in her defense, she did just recently change her hairstyle. And there are less than 100 people in the building she works in.
Yes. And here's another little interesting fact. This is not the first time.
I did not know that.
It has been reported that she has been like this before. She has the superiority complex. I am a congressperson. You are a peon. Why are you talking to me? Well, now she's reversed course because when they talk grand juries and when they talk, some coercion from coworkers, she turned an about face and apologized for her actions. So crazy bitch Hand Says What? Slap has apologized.
Now, the funny part is the Capitol Police said that had she apologized as soon as it happened, they wouldn't have made a stink about it. No one would have cared.
That's true. Mm. Oh, shit. Look at the time.
Oh, God damn it.
Wouldn't you believe just when things were getting good again?
I was going to talk about the fat Star Wars kid.
Oh, yeah. He won his lawsuit, didn't he?
They settled.
Oh, settling is winning.
Something like
if I'm suing you and you settle with me, I've won just
$351,000.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Okay, you know what? Fuck him and fuck the Numa Numa kid. Because both of them are whiny little bitches for something that they did. Don't film yourself doing something stupid if you never want.
Now,
it's like filming your own porno.
Wait a minute.
Own porno. It's going to get out.
He did not know there was film in the camera. And there was a monitor in the room. As far as he knew, he was watching himself. He did not know they were taping him.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Okay.
42.
That may be. But. You know, if you're an AV geek like this kid was, you're going to know your equipment.
Oh, yeah.
It's a cop-out through and through. I don't believe him at all.
I'll tell you what, we'll post the link up on the site, and you guys can discuss it there.
Okay. All right, let's do this. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spank Wagon Radio.
I want to say a bunch of thanks to a bunch of people. First off, big thank you to LV Rocks and LVRocks.com for giving us the studio time and space to be able to put on this little shindig. A big thank you to all of our syndicates out there. Extreme Radio 1077.
Extreme.
Flash FM. Fox FM. KC Host. LV Rocks. Mega Rock Radio. Radio for me. And Extreme Radio.
Extreme.
Big thank you to all of our friends, All Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Riff Revolution, Subject to Discussion, and VFTP. And remember, kids, if we're not live,
you'll find us in the archive
at podcast.lvrocks.com, or just check out Spankwagon and get all that information there.
Woohoo!
Remember, we're hosted on our official site, spankwagon.net. Again, I've been Trencher.
I've been Murphy.
And don't forget to listen in next week through your favorite syndicates. Check them out for times. Everybody, good night.
Retards out. Oh.